Democratic leaders in the state House say they're optimistic about the governor's proposal to expand Medicaid. They say it benefits tens of thousands of South Dakotans. And as SDPB's Jennifer Jones reports, they say it could transform the Indian Health Service.
Assistant State Minority Leader Troy Heinert is a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He says Native Americans face a lack of access to quality care through the Indian Health Service.
How do we transform what is happening at IHS? Because if you are Medicaid eligible right now and you go to an IHS facility, that is 100% federal Medicaid dollar. There's no IHS dollar, there's no state dollar. As soon as you leave that IHS facility, that becomes the half federal, half state dollar. That IHS dollar is already small. It's critically underfunded.
He says with the new FMAP rate and contracting authority that IHS would have, the Medicaid expansion plan allows hospitals access to things like e-emergency and telehealth services. Senate Majority Whip Deb Soholtz says the conversation between the tribes, state government, and healthcare systems is a great step forward.
The thought that we could have that be an extension of what is their treaty obligation for Indian Health Services, that you don't have to just go back to the person that's on the reservation. I think it really speaks to assimilation within the whole state and really looking out for all of our citizens, not thinking of a separateness, if you will.
State leaders are still waiting for more information from the federal government before forming a concrete plan. That could take a few weeks. Republican leaders say there are some concerns about costs. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones in Pierre.